out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, he called him twice. Mm. Look what he said. He said, here I am. And he said, lay not, 12 said, lay not thine hand upon thy leg, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know. That's what he said. Don't look what he said. That thou fears God.
Oh, yeah.
How many of you fear God this morning? See, when you fear God, you don't mind going the extra mile of the way. You know, when you fear God, you don't mind giving somebody the last dime. Because you know and I know that if God told you to give it to him, he showed up and gave it back to you. And he ain't going to give you what you give him. He going to give you more. Now, my witness today on this July 7th, the Bible said that God said, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I remember when he told Abram back in Genesis, he said, you are going to a strange land for 400 years. And I'm going to bring you out. And not only am I going to bring you out, but I'm going to bring you out with good stuff.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Mother Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school, 10 a.m. Sunday worship service, 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW on Zoom, 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study on Zoom, 7 p.m. Friday night Joy Night on Zoom, 7 p.m. Morning prayer service, Monday through Saturday on the prayer line, 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from Elder Jerry Taylor, an associate elder at Johnson Temple. If you would like more information about the church, please give us a call at 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Will you call my name?
I want to say that this is a day that has been set aside to especially honor fathers. And I will take this opportunity to say Happy Father's Day to every father that is under the sound of my voice. Fathers sometimes, amen, receive some bad raps. Amen, they do. They do. Some of them deserved and some of them undeserved. But you're yet, we're yet fathers. And we yet have to do, amen, what we have to do. God has charged us, amen, with that awesome responsibility. And I pray for every father across this world that they will be the father that God, amen, is calling for in these last and evil days. And truly, these are some evil days.
Yes, they are.
I wish to read a scripture on today, and the scripture that I will share with you is found in Luke, the 15th chapter, and two verses, 11 and 12. And they read as thus. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, that'd be great. Amen. Give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. This is the word of God. You may be seated. I will stay with the theme on today, which is the love of my Father. The love of my Father.
All right.
Amen. I want to go back for just a moment, and I want to kind of share something with you. This particular passage of scripture, amen, kind of follows some other parables. Jesus was teaching in parables at this particular point. Amen. And he had given to other the lost coin and the lost sheep. Amen. This particular parable, amen, is said to somewhat represent Israel and its backsliding state, and, amen, the fact that God wishes to recover them, bring them into repentance. Amen. The son is a son, which means he is saved, or he was saved. But yet he allowed a spirit, amen, to get a hold to him, an evil spirit. You see, back then, the biblical times, amen, there was no requirement for any father to, amen, give anything of their children or to their children, amen, until after the father had passed. He wasn't to give anything. He didn't have to give anything. Amen. Under no obligation. Amen. But look at this father. Look at this father. He was asked to give a portion of the goods that befalleth him. This was the younger son. And he, the father, divided them his living. Now this kind of points, amen, to a father. Father's love, or the love of a father. Amen. I can imagine in these days, if we were to go to our father, amen, our natural father, and tell them, look, I want half of this, or I want 10% of this, I believe that we may have a good chance of receiving a smack across the face. But this father, amen, did not do that. The Bible doesn't say he thought about it. He didn't say he argued about it. The Bible says he divided his goods. We're talking about a good father. We're talking about the love of a father. Amen. We see here that a child asks his father for something that is generally reserved until the father passes on. One might say that his father, or that this father, has a true love for his children, as the father seemingly, without hesitation, give to the younger son a portion of what he may not have been necessarily entitled to at that particular time. But because he loved his son. Well, just what is a father's love? How does one describe a father's love? You might say that a father's love is patient. A father's love is kind. A father's love is humble.
Yes, sir.
A father's love is honest. A father's love is forgiving. A father's love is unchanging and constant. A father's love should always be without reservation or any hidden agendas, amen, or without condition.
Yes, sir.
A father's love, amen, should be genuine, amen, and should be freely given, amen, and no recourse.
Yes,
and we see, amen, and we think about, amen, the prodigal son's father. These are the attributes that he, amen, displayed. He had to be kind, he had to be generous, amen, in order to give, amen, that young man a portion of the inheritance.
Yes, sir.
Amen, we're talking about, amen, the love of our Father.
Yes, yes.
Amen. And we see, amen, that Romans, Psalms 133 says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Amen. Proverbs says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when he is old, amen, they will not depart from it. I will be a father to him, and he will be my son. God promised to love us as his own children. To give us his Holy Spirit. To keep us secure in Christ. To wipe away our sins. And to one day come back and restore us, amen, all again. God shows his love for us, David, by providing sound guidance so that we may continue to strive to accomplish his will and the desire we have as his children. A good father knows the needs and wants of his children. The love of a father will make hard and unpopular decisions at times. We're not going to always, amen, be loved for what decisions that we make.
Yes.
We're not going to always. to breathe with because of the decisions that we make. But God will, amen, bless you if you stand on God's word. And if you train up that child in the way he or she should go, amen, so that it does not depart from them when they are old. Amen. God knows, amen, how things are in a family. God produced, amen, the first family, amen, and he saw that that, amen, brought about some confusion, but yet God, amen, still loved those of that family. The love of a father will make hard and popular decisions at times. A father will sometimes cause his decision to be questioned and may even make some believe that they do not are not loved. Sometimes the things that we do, amen, is gonna seem harsh and hard. Yeah. Gonna seem like I don't love you, but I love you, amen, and I love you, amen. And the things that I do, the things that I say, amen, in a loving way, amen, it is because I love you, and not just because I'm someone, amen, who has had a child. No, I love you, and I'm responsible for telling you, amen, directing you in the right path. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, and I hope that the children understand, amen, that their parents and that their father especially, amen, has a charge on his life, amen. He is responsible to God, amen, to see that those children are brought up, amen, in a gospel in a lovely way, amen.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Don't be unpopular at times.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
That's all right.
You just stay the course.
Yes, sir.
Fathers, just stay the course.
Yes, sir.
And I can assure you, one day, one day,
yes,
they will come to you and say, I'm glad. I'm glad you taught me the way you taught.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you stood your ground.
Yes, sir.
Amen. As we have that responsibility. Amen. We look, amen, at the prodigal, the father of the prodigal son. He was challenged because of the decision he made. The decision he made before he gave to that son, amen. Amen. Somebody, amen, didn't like the decision that he made. He was challenged again, amen, after the son went out and spent everything he had on righteous living and came back, amen. He was challenged again. But because of the love of his father, amen, the love that the father had, amen, the father stood by, amen.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes. The father didn't give in. The father told them, go out and we're going to make a feast.
Yes, sir.
We're going to make a feast because what my son once was lost.
Yes, sir.
And now he's found.
Yes,
amen. And I love him and I want to have a feast because, amen, I love him.
Yes, sir.
You see, father, sometimes, amen, things get so hard. Sometimes, amen, they begin to challenge us, but we have to, amen, hold on, amen, with everything that's within us. Amen. Sometimes we might feel like throwing in the towel, amen, because we have been persecuted, we've been talked about, amen, but you just hold on, amen. You may have to go somewhere in a corner and you may have to cry sometimes, amen, but you hold on. The word of God to your children, amen. We're talking about a father's love, amen. A father's love, amen, will make you do, amen, seemingly some things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. A father's love, amen, will make you forgive and allow you to forgive some of the things, amen, that we wouldn't ordinarily forgive, amen. But because of a father's love, amen, we're gonna do the right thing, amen. We understand for right and righteousness, amen, because of the Father's love, amen. Oh, if we can lay down at night, amen, knowing that we've done the right thing.
Changing, man. Keep trusting in God. If you're trusting for one thing,